This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, UM and Duke play basketball tonight at the Watsco Center. Have you been following UM hoops at all this season? Because it's brutal.
No, I've heard about it.
That's right. You're better off.
I heard we're struggling, and we're looking for a coach. Which I think I read something that they may have found somebody, but
possible the assistant on the Duke staff, which would make tonight a little bit interesting. But regardless, let me ask you something about the Hurricanes football team and the NFL draft, which you talk about, which is very close to the golf tournament that you host. There's a real possibility, and we just watched Mel Kiper Jr. He has Cam Ward being the first quarterback selected. Mel Kiper Jr. has him going to the Cleveland Browns in the second pick. But do you think Cam Ward will be the first quarterback taken? I guess Shedeur Sanders is another possibility. But more importantly, do you think Cam Ward is going to be a quality and an excellent NFL quarterback?
Well, I think if they don't take the pass rusher Abdul Carter in the first pick, I think Cam is going to be the first pick overall. I would not be surprised about that. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Tennessee, Cleveland, or the Giants, but I don't think he gets past three. And I think he's all of that. I think he's everything that people are saying he is. When you look at what he did at University of Miami, no one's going to remember that he played at another school before he got to the University of Miami. And when you look at the way he played the game and how he addressed on a daily basis, like what we need to do, he dominated. Like he knew exactly when to throw the ball down the field, when to dink and dunk it. I mean, he was an amazing quarterback, and his leadership, he left a legacy at the University of Miami that will go on for years. I mean, he prepared the University of Miami to be good for several years down the road because he held those guys accountable. They learned how to lead, and that was something that we was missing. I mean, they were getting it from the coaching and from the coaches. Now they were able to get it from an athlete that they respected who did it at a high level, and then just talk about it. He walked the walk, and I think, you know, when as an NFL team, they're going to look at him and say, okay, that's the kind of guy we want in our locker room. That's the kind of guy we want to lead our team, and that's the kind of guy I'm willing to put my job on. Because at the end of the day, when you look at these players, who are you willing to put your job on? Who are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to feed my kids because I make the right choice, and I think he's a no-brainer.
You know, it's funny that you say it that way because it's a conversation we've had with Crowder about, you know, there's this criticism of Mike McDaniel that his locker room, that they just don't respect him enough, which is why players are showing up late for meetings and it doesn't matter if he's fining them. And there's been a whole bunch of talk in the offseason about Mike McDaniel and him. Does he even have the gravitas to be able to hold players accountable? And Crowder said, you know what, when I was playing, we didn't care about the coaches. Yeah. We didn't want to let our fellow players down. He's like, I wouldn't walk in late to a meeting because Jason Taylor or Zach Thomas would have jumped down my head. So what you're saying about Cam Ward makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. When you walk in the locker room in an NFL team, you have grown men with responsibilities and families who are playing to feed their house. So if you're out there and you're not doing your job, you're going to affect whether or not he does his job. And he's going to be looking at you in your eyes like, hey, man, you know, he may not say it, but in his mind, like, this is my contract year. And if you can't get up the field and create pressure, I can't get over the top and make the tackle as a linebacker. If that left tackle's not blocking, I can't throw the balls where I need to throw the balls. So the players, I think, have more influence on guiding the team than the coaches. That's why it's so important that coaches select the right people. Because if you have the right people on your team, the job for the coach is a lot easier. Now when the coach jumps up and down and yells, or when he gets aggressive or he says this is important, the men on the team know when to follow. They know when to jump. They know when to go. But sometimes you have kids, you have these, you know, these players on a team. When the coach is saying this is important, well, it's not that important to them because they're not mature enough to understand what it means that, hey, we got to get rolling. What's the difference between regular season football and playoff football? Because there's legacies on the line when you're playing playoff football. And what's the difference between playoff football and Super Bowl football? Well, there's dynasties on the line. And a mature player may not understand that. That's why you have to have the right leaders who can speak the language of these athletes and communicate with them at a level that coaches just cannot. And that, so when you see a guy like Cam Ward, you have to be able to measure the intangible, that he's not just a football player. He's not just a passer. This kid can lead the hearts of men and encourage them to do the things that they're probably not wanting to do. And these people don't come, they don't walk around every day. The Michael Jordans don't walk around every day. You know, the Kobe Bryants, they don't just happen. Those people, you know, it's not a dime a dozen of them. There's only a few. And I think that he's the type of guy that can step on any of those teams that we just mentioned. I mean, because when you look at the top 10, when you look at the top 10 teams in the draft, they're all looking for quarterbacks except for two, probably. And he's going to – I don't think he gets past the third if the – and probably the Giants probably try to move up and get him, or Cleveland try to move up and get him, because, you know, if I'm Tennessee, can I pass on a Cam Ward? I don't know. So I think he's one of those players that can change the trajectory of a franchise. And if people are not careful, they're going to lose their job by not grabbing him.
Which is pretty much what Cam himself said. You don't take me, you're gonna regret it, essentially. But it sounds like what you're saying, which what we know, he's super talented at quarterback, but what you're saying is he's a natural born leader, and not everybody has that.
And he's fearless about it. Like, even when you see him communicate to athletes on the sideline, he's not nervous about worrying about, is he gonna, you know, disrespect this player when he opens his mouth. He's done the work off the field, and he's done all the things he needs to do to develop the relationship. So when he says, hey, this is what we need to do, they move and they're able to do it. So he understands it on that level to be able to accomplish the things he needs to accomplish.
Juan Russell, we love talking to you. Again, the 23rd annual Links for Literacy Golf Classic is Monday, April 14th, Weston Hills Country Club. This is the Russell Education Foundation's biggest fundraiser every year, and you can participate by going to RussellEducationFoundation.com. And I always point out when Tuan comes on with us, even if you can't make it for the golf tournament or you're not a golfer, if you just want to make a donation to a very worthy local charity, go to RussellEducationFoundation.com because you can make a donation right there on the website. We love you, Tuan, and we'll talk to you again before the tournament.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.